Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Rose, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. Can you speak up just a little bit for us? Sometimes when we have The Voice Disguiser on, it's a little tough to hear.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
You have been married for how long now?
A little over 5 years.
5 years.
And how long have you been part of the Golden Girls? Whose name is Rose?
No, I renamed her. I renamed her. That's not her real name.
Oh, okay.
Her real name's Martha.
Rose, how long has this one particular subject been a source of frustration for you?
It has ever since I have actually met my husband. While we were dating, he actually had an issue with going to the store and buying me tampons.
Okay.
And I actually thought that this was something that he would get over. I'm usually good about purchasing my stuff every month. Mm-hmm. However, we got married approximately 2 years ago, and I recently found out that this is still an issue for him, and he still refuses, I mean absolutely refuses, to go to the store and purchase any tampons or Tampax, and I'm livid right now.
I want to ask, does he have any sisters? I mentioned this earlier.
He does. He has three sisters. Uh-huh.
Three sisters. I can't believe that he is so opposed to this then.
He's absolutely opposed to it. I mean, it's to the point where when he was growing up with them, they would, I guess, joke with him and play around with the issue. But it's causing a problem right now for me.
Is he creeped out about this time of the month in general? Like, he doesn't want to hear about it? Or
all guys are. I mean, most guys are creeped out by this whole thing.
I don't know.
Most guys are.
Not necessarily. I mean, he just doesn't want to have to do anything with purchasing the product. He knows it happens every time this month, but to actually go to the store or go to the grocery store, he refuses.
Now, you also know it happens at the same time every month, so why don't you just buy it?
I mean, I would, but as my husband, I think he should have my back if I actually need him to go to the store at night.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
It's that,
like, the actual purchasing of this stuff is really not the issue.
She just wants to know that she can control him.
The issue, no, it's the sacrifice. Like, she wants to know that he will go through what is an uncomfortable situation for him in the name of love, right?
That's true.
I had told these guys that I had heard this comedian talk one time, this guy, kind of judging other guys for being weirded out by it because it's like, you know, the cashier knows that I'm not using these. And he said it also proves that I'm with somebody, that I'm pretty much, he's hooking up.
Getting it.
He's getting some. So he, you know, he's proud to do it.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
I just was going to let her know, my husband, who I have been married to now for going on 10 years, not only won't go to the store to buy tampons, but after I gave birth, I needed him to go to the store. I was breastfeeding to get pads that you put in,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't even do that. He made one of his female coworkers go to the store to buy it.
I don't understand the insecurity in this case of guys. Like, what really is the big deal? Like you said, chances are pretty good the cashier knows that you're not using them on yourself.
Yeah,
right.
So I don't understand, because it doesn't seem like a big sacrifice to me.
I don't understand the problem with the girl just buying them herself. Like, I understand the pregnant woman, you know, on account of being all, you know, pregnant and just give birth and she's probably tired. I mean, it seems like a big deal. So,
sort of.
Yeah, so she's probably all wiped out and, her, you know, sore and whatnot. But for the tampons, why not? Like, why do you have to?
She might have cramps.
But she knows it's coming. It's not like
she's. Have you ever had a menstrual cramp, Jeff Dollar?
Yeah, he had one this morning. As soon as he got in here, I think we all realized.
Yes. You're giving me one right now.
Jeff is on his period right now. You can tell. No, but
what did we call it before? Your menstruation?
Yeah, you're menstruating right now.
Are you PMSing?
I'm pre-menstruating.
Yeah. No, but Rosa, I want to ask what Jeff is referring to. So do you never buy it for yourself?
I always buy it for myself. I mean, within the 5 years that we have been married, I've probably asked him twice to buy it. So it's not that I'm sending him to the store on a regular basis every month.
It's just whenever you kind of, it catches up with you, you have to go and you ask him to go to
it. It has zero to do with that product. It has her to everything to do with him control. Being uncomfortable. No, and her wanting to say, look, just do, make a little sacrifice for me here. I know you're uncomfortable with this, and even though it doesn't make any sense, do it for me. I mean, I'm your wife, do it.
He does make a sacrifice. He puts up with her nonsense demands.
I don't think it's nonsense.
Totally is.
I don't, and well, I don't think it'd be a big deal for him to go in and just do it.
Have you ever bought tampons for Jessica?
I don't think she's ever asked me, honestly.
I think
you
I
ever
have.
Had to buy them?
I think I have, yeah.
I mean, I think I've been to the grocery store, like, when we've been shopping, you know, and checked out with them.
Because that's a funny picture.
Well, I balanced all the stuff on my head as I approached.
I just imagine Jeff Dollar pushing a grocery cart with a big box of tampons in it. I don't know why that's funny.
I just go to Costco and I get that, 30 gallons of Tide and 400 tampons.
He comes out with a forklift of tampons.
Right.
Hey, just go ahead, put the pallets right on top of the truck.
Sure.
It's all good here.
Hey, is this going to fit in the back of my SUV or do I got to get one of them Home Depot vans?
Rose, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, there was an instance where we were actually shopping together and I put it in the cart and he just made a U-turn out the door.
Like, that's funny.
Continue with your shopping.
He's so embarrassed by it.
I got to be honest with you, I'm really surprised by the calls because most of them are from women telling you that you're being ridiculous.
Totally.
What?
Amen.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay, yeah. It's making me angry listening to this woman because am I the only woman in the world who keeps, like, a stock tampon?
Yes.
Ever ask my husband to go and buy them for me.
Yes.
What would be the big deal if you did?
I'm sorry?
I don't understand what would be the big deal if you did ask him to go.
But what's the big deal with her just being prepared? It's not
a surprise. Melissa's just saying she didn't have a big old like closet.
There's plenty of times where women don't stock up, and there's plenty of times when women may forget, and then they start, you know, there's plenty of times that it can sneak up on you, and you may be in a situation where you can't go. And then somebody's on their way home, and you call them and say, look, could you just run by the store before you get here and help me out?
Can't you just ball up some newspaper or something?
That's real healthy.
I am not going to answer that.
That's real safe.
I mean, basically, I wanted to find out, and the guys, not Jeff, but from the Atlanta listeners, is this a problem? I mean, do you actually go to the store and buy these products for your wife or girlfriend, or... Is it a mission impossible for you guys also?
All right, so you just want to hear from guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So every girl calling up telling you that you're crazy, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. That has surprised me. Joe, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love you. Fantastic show.
Thanks.
The question is, would she buy condoms for her husband?
I have.
Wife would not. And secondly,
really?
I probably would not.
Why? See, I don't understand what the big deal is here.
Joe,
like, why would your wife not buy the condoms?
I don't know. It's just the same type of thing.
She doesn't like to think about him with his girlfriend.
Yeah, she might look at the size maybe and go, oh, boy, you know.
That's embarrassing because it's too small.
But you said that you wouldn't buy tampons for her either.
Oh, God, no.
Why? Does it make you think about her period?
Yes. It's kind of one of those things where I'm like, ugh. You know, you just keep away from them for, like, those 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's not. I mean, she's a fantastic girl, and you know, we've been married for about 12 years.
24 days a month. She's an angel.
I just don't understand what the big sacrifice is. Even if that whole part of your relationship, even if it grosses you out, if she can't get there, I don't see what the big sacrifice is. You going in, getting the stuff, and checking out. It's done in 5 minutes, and you're never going to see the cashier ever again.
And nobody
if you're
cares
really
if you're doing it.
It's sort of that one movie a couple years ago where he had to buy tampons. I don't know if it was Mr. Mom or something.
Well, it's more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What's that?
It was more than a couple
yes,
years.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm kind of slowing the time there, but it's just one of those things, and I'm sorry, but I would not do it either. She should be prepared for it, and, you know, I can look right now under the sink there. There's a box ready to go, and if she's running low, she better have them ready.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's cotton and
charming.
I'm not
cardboard?
In the same camp on this one.
Would not do it either.
Good morning. Zach, can you turn your radio down, please?
Yes.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
Yeah, man, I just think that, you know, first of all, I would buy tampons for my wife. I don't have a problem with it. But if her husband's insecure about it and doesn't want to do it, then, you know, I think that she should just drop it. It's a lot of wasted energy. Can you imagine the argument they must have if, you know, I'd like to ask Rose, do they actually argue about him not buying the tampons?
Yeah, but if
in her email, she said it might lead to divorce.
What?
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
Did you say it's going to lead to divorce?
I said it's gotten to the point where if we don't rectify this, then it's possible.
Now,
there
do
must
you,
be other things.
Yeah, there's got to be something else because I going back on that last caller, if it gets to the point where you test him too, I bet, just to see if he'll do it.
Well,
right?
Actually, right now, we're not having sex. And we're
just
not
cut him off.
Until he actually goes to the store and buys it.
All right, so hold on a second now. How long has this embargo been going on?
2 weeks so far.
2 week hoochie embargo. Just because he won't go and he
what
won't. The yeah. Woody Wood embargo. Just because he won't. Now, that to me is a little ridiculous. Like, I'd hate when women do this, where they withhold this just to make a point. This bothers me. Now you lost me.
I mean, I understand the frustration because I don't understand what the big deal is, but I think it is. You're probably carrying it just a little too far.
I mean, I hear it is what it is. And I mean,
I'm just wondering what else is going on.
Yeah, there's got to be.
I mean, that is the only absolute issue. I mean,
that's it.
Does he have a pattern of like not wanting to do anything uncomfortable for you? Like, let's say there's a party that you guys want to go to Friday night, and he knows that everybody at this party, he's going to be bored to death. He absolutely refuses to go. Is he that kind of guy?
He is.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about
just,
here.
It's not about
it's like he doesn't compromise. So what you've done is you've dug in, it sounds like, on this one issue when you're really digging in on a big old personality thing on him that's just bugging the hell out of you.
It is. I think you hit it right on the head.
That's the Myra coming out in you.
That's what I do.
You've hit the tampon right on the head.
Hey, Alex, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I tell you, when I'm drinking my Budweiser, eating my buffalo wings, and the commercial comes on for Tampax or yeast infection, that bothers me. I have to switch the channel.
Come on.
Well, anyways, you shouldn't be watching Lifetime while you're eating your wings.
if my wife were to ask me, I would definitely go out there buy the wrong product. So that way, if I give it to her, she would never ask me again.
Dude, come on.
What
now.
Is wrong with you?
What is the matter
there,
with
I gotta
you,
say,
man?
And Jen, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there something charming about a guy, or at least you're impressed by a guy that has no problem doing that?
Absolutely, because they realize it's a natural thing. It's not some sort of disease that we get once a month. It's like a natural process. Every woman you know goes through it every single month, so... Yeah, get over it.
It's almost like a sign of respect that the guy would do it. Like, the reason I asked about if he had sisters is because normally a guy, like my brother, he has no problem with that because he's got two sisters and he's had to do that before and he has no problem doing that. And my father had no problem doing that. And so I just think there's something, I think it's a sign of respect because when guys like him, I will buy the wrong product, it's disrespectful.
When I was in college, I used to carry him with me in my pocket and just randomly offer him to girls at the bar. And then they would know I'm a sensitive, deep guy and that I have no problem with stuff like that.
Did you put your phone number on them?
So it was just...
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.